Prosecutor Frederick Apt would be highly displeased if you called him a gambling man. But whether he thought of it as a gamble or dressed it up and called it a calculated risk, Mr. Apt knew he was taking a chance when he summoned Dory to give her testimony before open court. And right now, as Apt stands before Judge Selby's bench, as he looks at the golden-haired little girl who sits trustingly beside the judge, Mr. Apt is experiencing the thrill of a man whose gamble is paying off. Now the prosecutor lifts his hand again so Dory can see the object he's holding, and...
Dorothy, I'm going to ask you once again. Do you know what this is I'm holding up to you?
The toy pistol.
The pistol you saw Mrs. Grant hiding?
Yes, the toy pistol.
Toy? You aren't looking closely enough. Perhaps you'd better come down here.
No.
But
I want to stay up here with Mr. Ron. Can I stay up here with you, Mr. Ron?
It's all right, Dorothy. You don't have to come down. I just wanted you to be sure that it's the same gun.
You're all right, Jake. Dory can look at that gun all day without being positive it's the same.
I'll rephrase the question. This looks like the same gun?
Uh-huh. Hello, Mr. Mason.
Hello, Dory.
Now, just to clear the records, this gun is tagged with the initials of Police Lieutenant Arthur Tragg. It is the same gun this girl saw Mrs. Grant hiding. The same gun that put six holes in the deceased.
Is it a real gun?
Of course it is. Yes, Dorothy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have here the statement, the sworn statement, given by Mrs. Grant to the police the night of the murder. Now, each page of this statement was initialed by Mrs. Grant. The complete statement is signed in full. I offer this document as evidence.
Objections.
This is a curious document, ladies and gentlemen. But that was a curious situation in the murder apartment. Curious and unhealthy. The state contends that Mrs. Grant was in that apartment with this child and the child's real mother for two reasons. One, she hoped to get her hands on the huge estate to which this child is heir.
What's she saying, Mr. Ron?
Two, Mrs. Grant was in that apartment because Marcel Blanc, whom she loved, was a frequent visitor. Further, the state contends that May Grant's motive for murder grew out of these two reasons. She saw the money she coveted slipping away from her. And she saw the man she coveted, another woman's husband, mind you, slipping away from her, too.
Your Honor.
What an objection, Mr. Mason.
Just be sure you make it plain that what you said is the state's theory, not necessarily the true facts.
Not until proven.
That's right.
I'm going to be fair, Mr. Mason. Oh, yes, very fair indeed. I'm going to tell the jury what Mrs. Grant claims was the true situation. Now, according to her statement, she didn't love Marcel Blanc. She was deathly afraid of him. She was a prisoner. Oh, I don't wonder you're amazed, but listen to the reason that Mrs. Grant says she feared him. Mrs. Grant claims that Mr. Blanc was going to have her killed. That's right, she said.